Okay.
Call meeting order at 6:32. Welcome to the special committee meeting, the joint PDEC and Public Works slash Facilities. This is to review and possible approval of the resolution recommending adoption of a comprehensive bike plan for Kenosha County 2025. A motion to remove this from the table.
So moved.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Dodge. All in favor to remove it from the table?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye.
And we need a roll call first of the two committees.
Roll?
Roll call.
All right, Andy, roll call.
I can do Public Works Supervisor Noble as excused, otherwise we're all in attendance.
For PDEC, Supervisor Underhill is excused. Everyone else is in attendance.
Okay.
Okay, there's a motion on the table to remove it. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Dennis?
I vote aye.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay. It's been removed from the table. We'll open it up to questions. Supervisor Skolinski.
Whom am I directing questions to?
This is Ann, and she is the one who prepared our comprehensive plan, is that correct?
That's right. I'm Ann Freyhold, I'm with Alta Planning and Design out of Madison, Wisconsin, and we've been working with Andy, Gary, and a group of citizens, Jenny as well from the county exec office with the city, and working on the plan. So yes, I've read the plan. I can answer probably most of the questions, otherwise Andy might be able to.
Great, okay. So, through the chairwoman?
Yes.
As I ask some, they may stimulate others. In fact, quite frankly, others may ask some, and we'll get answers as we move along. I know one thing under the executive summary, there had been a commentary that, or a statement, if you would, that there were several project meetings. I was wondering, how many attended those?
Public meeting, I'd have to go back to my notes, but I think we had about 35 people there, which is fairly well attended.
That was the one, right?
Yes. Okay. And then the steering committee meetings, that varied, I'd say a low of 10 and a high of 20. It depended on on the particular meeting. We've had four or five of those.
Four total. Yep, I saw that. One of the things that's a little perplexing to me was, and this is constraints under the constraint section, and it talked about wayfinding tools, and there's a lack of them. Can you expound on that a little bit? Because to me, there's things called maps and GPS, so what is the intent behind this?
Okay, just interrupt. What page are you on?
Let's see.
Just so everyone can follow.
I was just going through page number. It's executive summary.
Oh, executive summary?
Yeah. I just kind of worked my way through this. So.
Looks like it's somewhere here about wayfinding constraints.
Yeah, there are existing conditions.
Right. Right, sure. Sure, there are definitely maps, and there are a lot of folks who have smartphones. These days have GIS on it. A lot of communities that are considered bicycle friendly will actually have signs that say you are on a bike route, and it is, you know, 5 miles to downtown, 2 miles to the campus, and a mile and a half to a park. I'm trying to think of the name of a park. Brightondale Park. And that sort of thing. So you're on a bike route, and here are your destinations and your distances, and sometimes even your time to those destinations. So that's the sort of wayfinding signage we're talking about.
Okay. And there's a variety of different expenditures that are associated with it, depending on how much and where.
Mm-hmm.
What's the upside of that? Because most of the people in Kenosha, I would think, are going to live in this area, going to somewhat be familiar with it. If you're a recreational biker, that's one thing. trying to get a sense here, what's the upset? Where's the benefit of these signs?
Part of it is for recreational bicycling, but people today are using bicycling for more, I would say, for commuting, for one thing. Also for doing errands and that sort of thing. And it's helpful for people to understand where they are in the bike route and where their destinations are. I may live in Kenosha, but maybe I'm taking my bicycle for the very first time to Parkside, and I need to figure out my route. That would be a good example. And once I have the route down, I'm not going to pay attention to those wayfinding signs after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They also can be useful for, I mean, there's no reason, don't be written especially for in bike code or anything like that. They'll be useful to other folks as well, people who are driving or walking or anyone looking for, kind of trying to figure out where they are in Kenosha and where they're headed towards, where the destinations are.
And one of the constraints, some of the constraints that are mentioned in here, were major crossings at 50, 45, 75, 83, which are all, you know, significant state highways within Kenosha County and have a fair amount of car and truck traffic on it. On the other hand, with the exception of 50, of course, are all running, you know, north-south, and the further west you get, I think the lower the traffic volume is on. What is the constraint about crossing? Because I'm trying to understand this, is where does that lie? Because I've ridden a bike all my life, and I know when I come to a major intersection, you look both ways. Mom and Dad taught me that many years ago. So what is the constraint, and how would that be addressed? How would that benefit the taxpayers and the constituents in my district of Kenosha County?
Yeah, I don't know where your district is. I guess crossing a busy street, whether you're biking, walking, or driving a car, can be a challenge. One example I'm thinking of specifically is there are several situations along Highway 50 where the county road comes in, and then you jog along 50 for a little while, and then you pick up say you're heading north. Then you pick up your northbound again on the county road. What I would suggest, and we talk about it in the plan, are some signs and maybe some short little segments of paved shoulder, just to get the bicyclist along 50 safely to the next turn where they then would head north again on the county highway. So signs warning the cars, bicycles may be present, and then a little bit of help. This would be another place where we could have a wayfinding sign. You're riding along north on County Highway W, I'm just picking that out of the hat. Suddenly you're dead end into Highway 50. Where does County Highway W pick up again? To my right or to my left? So that's the sort of thing we're talking about a lot of times. It's not about crossing with busy traffic and looking left and right and all those sorts of things. And we're basically dealing with adult cyclists here, and they know these things. But there are quite a number of intersections that don't line up along Highway 50.
And obviously, you know, traffic moves at a fairly good clip along Highway 50.
Yeah.
It's signed at 55, but I guarantee you.
Yeah.
So it was held at that level.
Yes,
so.
I'm sure of that. Yeah.
Okay. We talk about 2025 on this one, but yet we talk about implementation will take over many years. Okay. Is the goal to have this completely implemented by 2025? And if not, why is 2025 referred to?
2025 was a date that was selected, I believe, in an earlier planning process that you all were working for. There was a bicycle visioning planning process that actually brought about this bike plan effort and the grant that paid for it. Hello.
Cool.
So 2025 basically came from that, but yes, it will be, it could be a good many years before this is completed. I would say that if you were to, I would say it'd be, you know, you'd have probably a good start by 2025 would be the case here. And we do talk in the text that although 2025 is in the title, mm-hmm. the plan and a lot of these projects may take a bit longer than that.
Right, okay. talked about transportation, recreations every day, and that one of the goals is here is to make this a safe activity. Do we have, is there a number that's related to bicycling within Kenosha County and the accident number currently, or related to bicyclists?
Well, we had a
is that ever provided
we had a crash map that was provided in here. We don't do a lot of a detailed crash analysis for a couple different reasons. One, bicycle crashes are horribly underreported. If there isn't major damage to either the bicyclist or the vehicle that was involved, or then oftentimes they don't get reported. And due to the underreporting, it's oftentimes not hard to have enough data. And police departments don't generally separate, or in this case, sheriff departments generally cannot provide information strictly for bike and ped crashes. We have to literally dig through the police files to come up with that. We were able to map crashes, but I don't recall which map that was on. But no, I can't tell you the number of crashes in the last 10 years off the top of my head.
Was it conveyed kind of to you and your team that this was a major driving point was safety-related issues, or just another one of the pieces of the puzzle?
I think it's one of the pieces of the puzzle. It's a kind of an important piece, and it's a piece that I often run into. I've been doing bicycle pedestrian planning for about 20 years now, and if you talk to people who don't bike, they'll have a bicycle, they're what we call, they're the biggest section of the population, which is about 60%, what we call interested but concerned. They're interested in biking, but they're concerned for their safety. And so therefore, they don't bike, or they don't bike as much, or they don't bike the destinations they'd like to bike to because they don't feel like the roads are providing a safe place for them to ride in. So it's a very, very common, I've never worked in a place where people said, I'd like to bike and I feel completely safe biking and I have no trouble with dealing with traffic or intersections or lack of facilities, that sort of thing.
Okay. So in some of the other projects, because you've worked on many, has crash data or safety data been provided in maybe more metropolitan areas than?
I'd say so. Cities, we always run into the trouble where they don't necessarily separate out the bike and ped crashes from all the crashes that are out there. But there is, some are better at collecting that data than others. City of Madison obviously is very good at it. But counties, it's not unusual not to have a terrific amount of data available to do analysis.
Okay. You talk about in here that with regards to County C and Wilmot, Detroit, Pleasant Prairie, will overcome barriers to provide a bicycle facility between the two communities. Okay. What are the barriers that are, because it's just generally talking, what are the barriers that we're talking about here?
County Highway C, correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, does not have a paved shoulder. It doesn't have any bicycle facilities on it at all right now. It has two lanes of traffic and very narrow, and then gravel shoulders. So, and it's relatively high speed, as you say. It's what's posted and what actually happens out there is usually a difference. So I would say that County Highway C is a bit of a barrier, yes, in and of itself. And the path that is recommended in the plan would solve that, and we have a fair amount of population strung along that corridor there.
That was the other part of County C. Why was that identified as one of the key short-term projects?
Andy can probably identify that, or address that.
Yeah, well, I think that was one of the, as the county was looking for an east-west direction that could go, pretty much all east from one end of the county to the other, that was a good thoroughfare to do that. I think with looking at the right-of-way for Highway C, there is sufficient right-of-way to be able to do like a trail along there where other areas that would, like K going east and west, is more difficult because there is not enough right-of-way, and so costs would be higher to acquire right-of-way. The ditching on Highway K is deeper. So this, what was available to be able to use that route to improve it for a bike trail was more beneficial.
And in many ways, it's fortunate because it passes through Pleasant Prairie, it passes through Bristol, it connects to the Lake Country to the west. So if you were going to look for a great location, it would be Highway C. And it just happens to have the right of way.
Do we have any kind of estimates on what the easement cost will cost? Would that, for that entire route, has that analysis been done?
I don't think there's been a complete analysis,
although
there has been a little more detail.
There's been more detail drawing on it. we would need a lot more engineering to come up with an estimate you could hang your hat on. And that is really not what this plan is about. This is as we discussed the last time I was here, this is a comprehensive countywide bicycle plan. And the idea is to sort of put a flag out on the horizon and help kind of guide the county becoming more bike friendly, but we did not do any particular specific engineering on any particular project.
Any other questions for Raven Spolitsky?
I do, but if somebody else has one, by all means, give the floor up for a second.
Ann, could you introduce yourself to the committee real quick? Supervisor Alderman was not present at the first meeting that we had.
Oh, sure. Again, my name is Ann Freiwald. I'm with Alta Planning and Design. Alta is a city planning firm, planning and design firm that focuses specifically on bicycle and pedestrian plans. And I'm out of the Madison office. I've done bicycle and pedestrian planning for about 20 years now, 20, 25 years. And while we were developing Kenosha County, we were also helping with Door County, Shawnee County, and the City of Whitewater all received grants in the same grant cycle that you guys received yours on. We were working on all of those. So we had the advantage of working on several county plans at the same time, and that I think that proved fruitful to everyone, because all the other counties, because we could kind of focus on the rural issues at hand, particularly with you guys to the west of 94.
So this study was put together with strictly grant money, is that correct?
There was, I believe, 80%, so a 20% local match and 80% federal funding, correct.
And the 20% funding came from?
The county, I believe.
It was in a capital program.
Through your department, Gary?
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions from anyone else? Otherwise, Supervisor Decker, did you have something?
Yeah, I have a few that I had sat down with Andy and he didn't know the answers. So I noticed on the map, it has that.
Which map, Aaron?
Which map?
Which one? That doesn't matter. Page number. So let's say page 25.
Page 25?
Yes. No, I'm sorry. That's the map. Wait. Yeah, page 25.
The map you made.